our land, the world was their oyster. Here, coconut palms have been replaced by giant tree ferns, standing over 7 meters tall. From the 13 kinds of spider that made it here, over 100 new species evolved, like the happy face spider. From just one species of fruit fly came over 1,000 others. And here, caterpillars were free to become carnivores. Hawaii's 20 surviving species of honey creeper also evolved from just a few individuals. Compared to seabirds, honey creepers are poor flyers. So how did the ancestors of these forest birds and Hawaii's other castaways get here? The answer may be blowing in the wind. Even the gentlest breeze can have a huge impact. Tree ferns stir and release their lightweight spores. Thermal updrafts can carry the spores 30,000 feet into the jet stream. And there are even animals designed to ride these high-altitude air currents. Near weightless spiderlings are expert ballooners, catching the wind with their gossamer threads. Like spores, they too can hitch a ride on the jet stream. Enduring temperatures of minus 30 degrees centigrade, a spider can cross the breadth of the Pacific in a matter of days. Larger insects and animals need more than a breeze to carry them away. Vast tracts of warm water are a perfect environment for cyclones. Over half the cyclones on the planet, around 30 a year, form in the Pacific Ocean. Heated by the warm tropical sun, water evaporates and forms massive thunderstorms, fueling a whirling vortex. In some cases, up to 500 miles wide. When they collide with islands, they unleash their fury. Winds in excess of 100 miles an hour can uproot a forest. Large insects can be sucked up into the sky. So why not birds, bats, and lizards? In fact, all these creatures are known to have been carried hundreds of miles out to sea by cyclones. When the storm subsides, most will meet a watery grave. But a very, very lucky few will land on firm ground. And from